Hidden Theater proudly presents radio plays, audio dramas to tickle your fancy and ignite your imagination. Today's play is titled Do Not Call List. It was written by Tom Laney and is performed by Shane Strawbridge as Stan and Tom Laney as Mike. We open on a call center as Stan and Mike work tirelessly on the phones. The lights are going down. Your seat is prepared. Everyone is waiting. Enjoy.
Good evening, sweetheart. Did I catch you at a good time?
Hello, Sherry. Has your day been as beautiful as you are?
I'm calling to let you know of a real exciting opportunity.
It would make me the happiest man in all of Paris if you would only...
Consider how important it is to support what matters most.
And the only thing more important than baguettes...
Mama's apple pie.
...is our values.
Don't you agree?
Oui, of course you do. And I know exactly the sort of people who will stand up for your rights.
For freedom.
For liberty.
For pie.
ISIS.
We accept all major credit cards except Visa.
Well, that could have gone better.
Well, it's your first day. Don't sweat it. Look, one thing fundraising for ISIS has taught me is how to take the bad with the good.
I guess. I just thought it would be easier.
Look, India is almost in prime calling hours. You might have better luck with them.
Yeah, okay.
Good evening. Did you know that Kali, goddess of destruction, wants to support a semi-terrorist foundation bent on acquiring a nuclear device? It's tax deductible.
I got one.
Thank you very much, sir. Gods be praised.
Well, congrats, newbie. You got a real talent for this.
He donated 5,000 rupees. How much is that?
About half a goat.
Which half? Oh, a fax is coming in. Would you mind reading it?
Yeah. Dear scum-sucking goat lovers, due to budget restraints following a less-than-stellar second quarter, we regret to inform you that your department is being downsized. The resulting paradigm shift necessitates that one of you will lose your position. It has been decided that the fairest way to accomplish this is by way of a competition. Whoever has raised the most by closing time will keep his head, the other not so much. Love the management. Uh-oh.
Oh my god, that's horrible. Was the second quarter really that bad?
I knew something was wrong when they stopped putting baklavas in the break room.
Wow. Well, good luck.
Thanks. You too. Good day, mate. It would sure mean a lot to a bloke like me if you could rustle up some greens for me chums down at the wharf who's pushing this whale into the ocean. Crikey!
Stan, you didn't say you were from ISIS.
No, I did not.
But that's lying!
I'm sorry, kid, but this is war. You can't let petty morality dictate how you raise funds for ISIS.
So, it's gonna be like that?
There's no other way for it to be.
Stan? Stanny boy?
Grandma?
Hello, dearie. It's so nice to hear your voice. I get so lonely at the retirement village, and the sweet sounds of my successful grandson bring me comfort in these moments before I die.
Oh, no, don't say that. I'm sure you'll at least outlive your bridge club.
I feel like I might die this very minute. Oh, please leave your work for the afternoon and come see me.
Grandma, can I put you on hold for just a moment?
You mean like I held you when you were a baby?
Is this number of Michael?
I prefer Mike. Who is this?
Oh, this is very real superintendent for building in which you are residing.
Oh, I see.
Oh, there has been a tiny fire in your apartment, but I fix with water, no problem.
So everything's fine?
A fire is fine. Water becoming issue.
How is the...
It will not turn off. Knob, very unkind to fingers.
That sounds like a real shame. Can I get right back to you?
Duh.
Are you tired of sweeping out your own chimney?
Am I?
Then let good old Dickie's Chimney Cleaning Service fix you right up.
Hold, please. Congrats. You won 2 tickets to see the Sox play so close you get hit with a bat.
Sorry for bothering you, hey? But you've won a lifetime supply of syrup, so if you could just bring a bucket to Ontario, that would be great, eh?
Forget your troubles and take a film / surf / life class with me, Keanu Reeves.
Hey, I'm from New York!
Really?
Yeah, I'm not proud of that.
Okay, truce?
Truce.
Okay, look, I have a copy of the latest leads, so here. Look, I don't want to win by cheating.
Thank you. I really do appreciate this. This is a crappy situation, but it doesn't mean we have to devolve into lesser people. Why is my hand stuck to this paper?
Well, I thought you could use some super glue to keep your head attached.
A toast to how smart and funny and talented you are.
Why do you have champagne?
It was going to be a surprise before all this nastiness happened.
Jeez, you know, I'm sorry. I don't know what came over me.
Look, it's fine. It got to me, too. There's such a fine line between working for a living and working to keep living.
I will toast to that. Hey, Mike. Why does this champagne taste like cyanide?
How did you get cyanide?
How do you know kung fu?
How do you know kung fu?
Why are you not dead from the poison yet?
Okay, stop. I think we are both thinking the same thing, so let's just take a breath. Let's say what's on our minds at the count of three, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three.
I'm a mole sent by the CIA to infiltrate ISIS from the ground up.
Dicks! God damn it!
So, you're a spy too?
Holy crap, I can't believe we almost killed each other.
The agency's gonna be pretty pissed when we have to call for an extraction.
Yeah, I suppose you'll have a lot of debriefings to find out who sent two agents to the same place when you get back.
When we get back.
Well, let's think about this logically. Now, if you get extracted, I could just say you got scared and ran home, and then I'll continue my mission as planned.
Right. Now hear me out. Or they send an extraction team for you, since you have more motive to run away because you were losing the competition.
Excuse me?
I had half a goat, remember?
We both know I can get higher numbers than you. Why are you insisting on lying to yourself?
I'll just call for that extraction.
Are you sure? You look tired. Why don't you get some coffee and I'll call for the extraction?
I insist.
No, I insist.
Please support your local ISIS.
Give us money or we'll shoot you.
And ISIS in the hand and we're two in the bush. Facts.
You read it. The last time I read the facts, it was really bad luck. So.
Dear bottom-dwelling turd buckets, please disregard previous facts. It was sent to your department by mistake. The person responsible for sending memos to the correct department has been beheaded, so this should no longer be a problem. Incidentally, this most recent beheading has created a flow of synergy that appears to have temporarily solved our brief financial crisis. Good news for you. Keep up the great work. Love, the management.
Do you want some coffee?
A coffee sounds great.
Thank you for joining us. Today's play was titled Do Not Call List. It was written by Tom Laney and was performed by Shane Strawbridge as Stan and Tom Laney as Mike. Hidden Theater Radio Plays are directed, sound designed, and produced by Tom Laney. To contact us or submit plays to be performed, write us at hiddentheatertexas@gmail.com. Please write a review and leave a rating wherever you find your podcasts. Till we find each other again. Good night.